The women of all my children will make your day.
Fantastic!
Erica makes your day every day on all my children.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Wow, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
I cannot help
but
smile when Rob plays certain tapes. Now, did you edit that to the opening, or do you have it? Is it freestanding?
It's freestanding if you want to hear it again.
I would love to. Now, if you want to know how abnormal my personality is, all you have to do is listen to it. There's no way I can't smile when I hear this voice, Ernie Anderson, because I know
women
what
of all my children will make your day.
Fantastic.
Erica makes your day every day on all my children.
There's so many levels to it because obviously Ernie is about to be pissed off based on his read, but also we spent so long watching All My Children. We really did.
And the pipes are so good.
One more time.
Listen to his voice.
All My Children will make your day.
Fantastic.
Erica makes your day every day on all my children.
The man sounds like a tumor.
It's the era of the real announcer, and I miss it every day.
Me too.
It's what I would strive to be. It's what I tried to be. And as my radio career wound down, I remember actually going to a person in New York, a coach and the coaching involved trying to make me sound less like an announcer, and that was never going to happen. It was just never. And the only way you get it now are with play-by-play guys in sports, and most of them fake it. So it's really, you get a lot of guys like this that push their chest. Ernie Anderson would say, "Hi, how are you? I have a reservation for it." And he didn't have to worry. And that read that he does, I know I'm overanalyzing it right at the beginning of the show. It's probably boring. That read was just so effortless with him because he just had the chops. It's like, to me, as an announcer, as somebody who's done voiceovers his whole life, that's like listening to a great opera singer.
Yes.
Pissed off all the time.
One of the greatest moments for me to hear a voice was when I was working, you know, tangential to the Redskins. I was working with WJFK, and you got to, you know, kill some time before the game, and I was up in the broadcast booths. There was a row of them, and they were playing the Eagles, and Harry Callis was there to call the game for Philadelphia.
Another
but Harry
Callis
is also the voice of NFL, one of the voices of NFL films, and he had stopped by to say hi to Sam and to Sonny, and I said, "It's really nice to meet you. Can I get you anything?" And he said, "I would like a cup of coffee."
I was doing a radiothon, some sort of benefit. We had this RV that we used to broadcast from at American University, where we would all hang out, and it would be on the on the steps of the student center. And and Tony Perkins was there, and Jeff Goldberg was there, Goldie. And then we had Dude and Doug, Dude Walker and Doug Limerick come by, and Doug Limerick was another one of those voice guys. And Doug, I remember Doug Limerick seemingly about 9 feet tall. I'm not sure how really tall he is, but he towered over us and he goes, "How about the forecast?" And he goes, "Yeah, it's going to be a little colder out in the burbs." And it was just, it was just why I wanted to be a DJ and all that slicky boy stuff. And it's just fun. Anyway, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. After all that, we jumped in a little early because the energy on the show, we can't wait. We cannot. And I'm not saying that we're like crazy, like energized. I'm just saying we were rolling. I don't even remember what we were talking about.
Serial killers.
Serial killers. And I said, "Oh, this is really good."
We're talking about motorcycles.
Yes. By the way, motorcycles will be featured in the show today.
What?
Later on in the program, we will be talking about motorcycles in a neighborhood. So that's a little tease for you. But I wanted to start right out of the gate by showing you the, let me go to the wide shot here, if you'll allow me just a second.
Sure.
Is this a bruise update?
This is the bruise update. Here we go. Let's go over here.
I had an Uncle Bruce. Oh, Bruce.
There it is.
Oh, it's getting much bigger, Mike.
Yeah, it's a little bigger. It's a,
is that going to fall off?
It does look like it's going to fall off.
The arm.
Okay. I remember an episode of the old Star Trek, the William Shatner Star Trek, where there was like a virus going around the ship, and they had blue stuff that would grow on their body when they got it, and it got bigger and bigger and bigger. I just hope you're safe.
I'm fine. I'm good.
Good.
But I was nervous because we taped early because I snuck into this shoulder doctor, a specialist who's got had a cancellation. So I was it really worked out as far as one of the things I read online about what I thought this might be is that if it is what you think it is, which is a tear, you want to get in and see somebody as soon as you can. So this has got so many layers to it. I go in and I'm waiting. And
you should
actually
give us like just a 10-second thumbnail of what happened to lead you there, because maybe people didn't catch yesterday's
show. Friday. This is we were done taping for the week, so Friday I'm on the golf course and it still hurts really, really bad. But my shoulder hurts really bad. But I've determined at this point it's not my shoulder; it's my bicep. And my bicep is I used to call it that all the time. My bicep muscle, that's where the pain is coming out of the shoulder and down into the front of the arm. And by the way, I will explain later. So you say, well, that's not the shoulder's not the bicep. Well, it's all, you know, the ankle bone connected to the shin bone.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's good because I had that question.
The procedure was I'm taking swings. And it's just overall more pain than I had been experiencing. And I'm actually trying to figure out a way to swing where it doesn't hurt. And at that point, probably a more intelligent individual would say, not today. Give it a rest. Don't do it.
Yeah, you switch to a granny type swing.
I drove my 25 minutes to get down there. I'm not, I don't want to go home.
Don't
it's Friday.
Waste it. Yeah.
I want to go out and have a miracle that it works. And then at one point, right at the end, it had to be the end, I went back to my old kind of handsy, wristy swing, and I take a full swing with, I think it was probably a 7-iron, about a a regular, normal swing, and I go, oh, God! And it was as though someone had jammed a knitting needle
That sharp of a pain, not
right
like a dull pain.
In there. That's where it hurts.
So the bruise indicates where the pain is.
The bruise indicates where it, I'll get to that in a second. But when I got home after tail between my legs, walking up to the incredibly sensitive individual that runs the game and saying, I can't go today. Something popped. I don't know what it is. And getting this reaction. All right, come over here. And then
he said to you, Erica.
Tonight on Erica, please pay your $30. Yes.
Women of all my children will make
my wife
day.
Has just ducked into the studio.
Oh, good.
And she is jotting something down to me.
It's probably like a joke that she wrote.
I'm getting this handed to me.
Also wants $30.
Here we are.
Well, who doesn't?
All right, let me put my specs on here.
$30 is a good mini reward if you're playing Rising Rockets Emperor, Josh. That was one of the prizes I won in the casino.
Tonight. What time?
Tonight on All My Children.
6:30? Perfect. I'm all in. God bless you. How you doing? You just wake up? Left you. She goes, light of my life.
Yeah. What's at 6:30? You're going to miss the news with David Muir if you go somewhere at 6:30.
Well, hey, it's baseball, and baseball down here.
Never stops.
So I feel
never say die.
And I said, is there anything else I can do? Sorry, I had to cancel. He said, yeah, you can give me your $30. So never miss the buy-in.
What
never
a good guy.
Yep. And and then after I gave him the $30, hope you feel better.
Yeah. Hope you have more money for the next time you come out, sucker.
For the next time. So
who
I
does
go
that
$30
home, go to?
It goes into the pot, Rob. It goes into the big pot for everybody, and then the winners get the windfall.
But is it a weekly pot or is
it
like
it's a daily? Oh. When we play, we put it all into the pot, then you see who wins.
Well,
it can be a variety of things.
He should be out of his mind excited because that means everybody gets more money.
No, it doesn't. It means everybody gets the same amount of money. That's what that is.
It means and one then, less chance of someone winning.
Yes.
I see. Okay.
I'm going to go the medium shot. I don't like the narrow shot. There we go.
It's like a copay. You just got to pay
exactly.
every time.
It's what it is. So home, in pain where even like picking up I can pick up a cup with water in it. I can't pick up a computer. A laptop, okay. You know, I can't hold and it that with it.
Also, that's yesterday, pain. You could pick up the cup, but it was hard to get it to your mouth. It was, the picking up wasn't
yesterday
the problem.
Yesterday was starting to resolve. It has continued to resolve. It resolved way up until going into the study. It was starting to feel better. Bottom line, I had no idea why, but it was. And I'm not going to be upset with that if that happens. However, my mind is racing about technically what I think is a tear.
Yeah,
and I was freaked out, and there'll be an add-on later how I compensate for my stress, which involves food, and it's not anything I'm positive about or happy about. But
everybody self-medicates.
Man. I'll report on it. So I go in, I fill out all their paperwork online. It's no fuss, no muss. This is the same place where they made me fully bionic, where they put in my artificial hip. So this is the shoulder version. They got the hip guy, the shoulder guy, the knee guy.
Are you thinking possibly that the cure to your shoulder/bicep might be a corpse's shoulder and bicep? Because I know you have a dead person's part inside you.
My myriad of issues.
That's my favorite surgery I've ever had.
I assume that radical measures will be needed because of the bruise.
Okay.
Because that's also exactly what it says. Yes.
It's also what happens when you move to Florida. Once you get one thing repaired, you think you can just have surgeries for everything.
And
you
there are 80-year-old guys and people get addicted to it. I am the opposite. The last thing in the world
I want
to do.
We can fix your bicep, Mike.
Hello. Now that's not to say I don't totally dig anesthesia. I mean, I can understand why people
Rock
get addicted to heroin because it's just to go away to happy land and, you know.
Are they
and
still using heroin for the procedures down there?
Yes, in old Florida.
Good.
No, they use the same thing. If you want to know the kind of anesthesia that's used down here in Florida, I would direct you to an older movie called The Cider House Rules with Michael Caine. And he self-medicates with chloroform.
Yeah.
There you go.
People ask me what I thought about The Cider House. I said The Cider House Rules.
Rules. Great movie. What a movie. Tobey Maguire, Michael Caine, Charlize Theron as all very, very young.
Johnny
except
Brown,
for Michael Caine.
They were all great in the movie.
Shut up. So getting back to it, I'm waiting. In the meantime, leading up to this this appointment, I've done all my research that I can do.
Right.
I assume this is a bicep issue and not a shoulder issue. However, it's all related, Josh, as I mentioned before, because the bicep muscle connected to the shoulder and wraps around it at certain places and
them
goes
bones,
right in. I look up online. I say, hey, they got a shoulder guy. That's all I need. Very highly regarded. Goes to the same place where I've gone for other procedures. That's good enough for me. I don't do a big deep dive to research. But I'm really glad that I'm skipping all the BS to get right to the guy that's going to be able to tell me what the real story is.
Straight to the top. Straight to the top.
That's right, Rob. Straight to the top. No, but I am going to be seeing a surgeon, which to me is what I need to do. So I get there. Everything's going fine, going swimmingly. They've expanded since I was there in 2017.
Well, name a wing after you?
I mean,
they might as well.
No, they make these places or factories down here, and people are getting older, and the procedures are getting more significant, and people, you know, are getting more stuff done. So I got to check in on the bottom floor, and they go up to the third floor to see the doctor. And I guess I could probably – middle-aged women in the medical community, they are simply the best, in my humble opinion, because I deal with two 20-somethings and maybe a 40-50-something.
The 40-50-something, is her name Dana? Is she a charge nurse?
She should be.
Okay.
Because she's the only one with a great attitude.
Okay.
And, you know, Dana, through all her know-it-allness on the floor, She's very good with patience, right? Is there anybody better than patience? And that's where she softens. And that's the only real greeting of any pleasantness I got was from the person in the middle, who was the director of first impressions on the third floor, and I was happy. The barely audible greeting when I checked in.
Yeah.
Would you like to know what my greeting was?
Yeah, I'd love to know.
All right. Date of birth. What? Date of birth.
Oh.
I'm sleepy, Dave. Hey, so it's almost 10 o'clock in the morning. You still haven't had those peepers up? But I file it away. I'm not going to dwell on it. I'm medicated to handle things like this. And then the nursey wonder that checks me in when I got inside the office was doing her level best to be as friendly, but it just... Okay. It wasn't there. The lady in the middle. Fantastic.
Not in her genetic makeup.
I don't wait long. On time. Everything is really going well. Doctor walks in. By the way, this doctor, checks all the boxes. All right. This is a guy, maybe 50 at the most. All of his hair. In fact, hair. I'm at a point now where I look at a guy like Josh Soroka or I look at anybody with hair and I get a little jealous because I have this. I have this aging piece of lettuce on my head, this dried kale on top of my noggin.
Mike,
and I look,
I felt sorry for the man who had no shoes until I met the man who had no feet. That's my hair situation.
Absolutely.
So be proud. Be proud.
He comes in, he's got a guy that he's teaching. I love that.
Oh, I do
too. Because when you have that, you're gonna be treated in an exemplary fashion.
I've had that happen in real life, and also that is at the Pitt where Dana the charge nurse works. That's a teaching hospital as well, so they often have people come along
in short order, without any. I don't think the X-ray was on the screen on the computer, and then it was in back of me where he was looking at it. And in very short order, I was given the diagnosis, and I am not a medical person, therefore I had to write it down.
Okay.
I am the victim of a proximal biceps tendon rupture.
Once again?
A proximal, proximal. I'm such a dope. I have a college degree. Can you a proximal biceps tendon rupture, a tear of one of the two tendons that attach the top of your biceps muscle to the shoulder. In most cases, it's the long head tendon is the one that ruptures. That's the one that ruptured with me. That is on more the inside of your shoulder and a little.
All
it's
right.
got a little tube that it goes through. And as the doctor explained it to me, it's a very difficult situation because it's a very narrow tunnel that it goes through and then it takes a right angle into the shoulder. And so that is usually why these injuries can be very common in, here we go, men my age.
I see the diagram
there.
Here.
You can see it right up there. There it is. Yeah. Yes. And you know what? Did I say the inside? It's more like the outside, but it's the one that's the long one going over the back of the shoulder.
Okay. All right.
So
that's your actual X-ray, isn't it?
That is my actual X-ray. sudden injury. What causes this? Sudden injury.
Yeah.
Many patients report a pop or snapping around. And I hate the pop because
I know you hate that word.
Pop. You don't hear a pop. I heard a pop. No. You don't hear a pop.
You want to hear something
a pop
that pops
from inside your body.
Something that pops. Look at my eyes in these glasses. They pop.
Hey, look at those baby blues. Huh?
Right?
Many patients report a pop or snapping sound accompanied by a sharp pain. I got the sharp pain. It felt like something snapped. That's all I can describe it. In the shoulder, bruising and swelling. Well, there you are.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking through the explanation here. And he immediately informs me. He said, what was the line he used? Well, you should, to get this done, you should pay yourself. I said, what do you mean? He said, I don't believe we will need to do any surgical intervention on this because in past procedures, there are many procedures in this injury where they will do surgery, go in, and they will cut the muscle that you snapped off just to relieve the pain.
Okay.
And I'm like, I'm just suddenly I'm realizing what he's saying to me. And he's saying, you're going to be fine. It's going to be okay. The pain is going to resolve. You can play golf whenever you want to, as soon as the swelling goes down.
That's the real question. That's all I really cared about.
That's all I really care about. And also whether I'll have function. Now I was able to, I have been steadily improving as far as pain, but I had no idea whether I was going to have to be, you know, have my shoulder rebuilt, have them go in there, mess with tendons, mess with muscles.
Is there any part of you
dancing? Yes.
Is there a small part of you that when he says you should pay yourself, you thought, I'm going to get a procedure that's going to make me like a super golfer, like in a Disney movie?
No.
Like they're going to correct the muscle and you're going to have like five times the strength or something?
Rob, I am immediately.
Like, year.
I am immediately like, it's the greatest feeling in the world. It's the great to know that nothing is going to happen, that there is nothing, that there is, that you are simply going to, you know, let it resolve and ice it a little bit and rest it a little bit, which I've already done. I've done that for four days. Yes.
What happens to that now broken tendon in your body?
You are asking questions that I probably
pee it out eventually.
No, I think it just flaps around in there for the rest of your life. And by the way, this particular injury,
yes,
they will do a repair. If you are like 20s or teens or you're a young man, when you get to be my advanced age, they don't even consider it because there's no point in doing it.
Like sometimes it's too hard to give an older person a quadruple bypass because the body won't support it. So they
you're
careful.
Talking 80 plus, that type of thing. But
and
this
your age is what? I never remember.
I'm 66.
Okay, so not in your 80s.
Thank you. 66.
That's old enough, Mike, that you would get $25 free play at Calder Casino.
It's better than my lips today.
Looks like you're doing some sexy stuff.
The euphoria is incalculable. It's just, I feel so amazingly good at this point. I am dancing out of there. I mean, it's, you know, when you get over a cold and you have that first day where you're feeling like yourself and you just feel like dancing. It's that times 20. It's so, so amazing.
Is there a time frame to like anything you have to do before you go?
Yeah, he said 10, usually about 10 days, but you don't have to. You could play golf tomorrow if you wanted to.
So it won't aggravate it.
Unconcerned. Anybody was, but then he gave me a thorough explanation of the injury and what happened. And this is a guy that's not trying to avoid, cutting. This is a guy that's an experienced surgeon that doesn't want to do a procedure that's not required and knows his stuff and had a really great way of explaining it. And I was, I was doing car. I said, you cannot believe how happy that makes me. He said, yeah, I understand that. And then I think again, he reiterated, your body took care of what we would take care of anyway. And you would think, right, that if a tendon connecting the biceps muscle to the shoulder was gone, that I wouldn't even be able to move. That's not
the case. Or you would be able to move like 360 degrees behind your back because there's nothing holding you back. You'd have like almost like a stretch arm.
You're back at the Happy Gilmore thing, right? You know? Now, who's to say? Who's to say that there
Mike,
might be a
really
greater level of flexibility?
Now,
turn it around for you. Senior tour at 66.
Here's
not.
I want to know if you were to golf, say, today.
Hey, what happens? Because we start early. The comments. Where is everybody today? What's going on? Let's get out there. All right.
Sign
get
in,
out
please.
There, commenters. We need you. We can't do a show without you.
As soon as the show was done, like, could you aggravate it? I know it might hurt, but could you make it worse?
He didn't mention that. He didn't mention anything about that. You know,
you didn't ask?
No. No, when you get that.
Because
when
you didn't
want
to hear the answer?
No.
Okay.
No. I mean, I would think that would be taken into account by him, that you don't want to get out there. You are eliminating the thing that was strained, that was causing you the pain, which was in the front of my arm. That's where it was. It's great.
What causes it to happen in older people? Is it...
Could you have
avoided it by like stretching or anything?
I don't know. I mean, I do. It, I mean, it's God, probably, if, yeah. if I could have, If I could have, it's could overuse. It's, yeah. And it's usually athletic, repetitive motion, yeah, which of course I'm the...
Sometimes sexual, but mostly athletic.
No, I don't use that hand.
You should. Treat yourself.
Always forget. No, I don't use that hand.
But sorry. You're left-handed, aren't you?
I'm right-left. I eat left. I throw right. I bat right. I play hockey right. I play golf right. And
that's enough.
Right.
Okay.
I'm going in to find out what the dilly is here.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
I want to tell you what I can't see. That's the next thing. I'm going to get new eyes.
The eyes will correct themselves, Mike.
So how soon are you going to go back out?
I'm going to go out Friday. I'm going to go out Friday. And I already ordered up a, you know, they make these bicep and tricep compression sleeves. And mm-hmm. could put a little sleeve up there just for safety's sake. And rock and roll, hoochie-coo, I'm ready to go. And by the way, it's a tournament.
Oh, good. And so you're going to show up looking like Ultraman.
I'll probably wear it for the rest of my life. I'll probably wear it when I play golf for the rest of my life. And I'm bouncing off the walls here.
That's really great news.
But you asked about what does it.
I hope you get another 10 yards.
I don't know if that's going to happen. I really don't. But at the same time, I feel as though I've had so many pieces of bad news when I've dealt with medical professionals, not nearly as bad as somebody else has. So I'm complaining.
He's no stranger to the tour, but when he came back in 2026 as a scratch golfer, people started to pay attention to Mike O'Mara.
No, I'm very, very pleased that everything, worked out the way it
did.
I really, mm-hmm. All right, here we go. I got it, finally found it. Let's see. Symptoms and sudden injury. Many patients report a pop, bruising and swelling, weakness, common causes, overuse. Most ruptures in older adults result from long-term wear and tear, often following a history of shoulder impingement or rotator cuff issues. So I've had a sore shoulder. Acute trauma can do it too. Falling in an outstretched arm. You see that with ball players that have it happen. Risk factors, age, smoking, and repetitive overhead activities. Maybe like what, playing tennis or something?
Installing ceiling fans.
Non-surgical care. This is the standard for most patients and include rest, ice, anti-inflammatory medications, and physical therapy. Not going to have to do that to restore strength.
That's great. Yeah. Physical therapy is such a drag.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, it says as far as your golf game, that it might affect your club face control, that's where you're going to have to make an adjustment.
Okay, that's why I'm glad I got the sleeve, because that's the weakness, right?
You have to remember to hit the ball with the right side of the club, Mike, the face.
Said the non-sports guy. Look at that. You just chuckle and chortle away with no knowledge whatsoever what he's talking about.
No.
You do. I know. You know.
You know what? I couldn't be happier for you. Well, and that's the God's honest truth. Yeah, it is a win.
It's a win. And, how often are you able to keep on rolling after a rupture? I hate that word. It's really one of my moist and rupture, two of my least favorite words in the English language.
Great song by Blondie, though.
So,
that's Rapture. Forget it.
Rapture. Oh, Rapture. Now, I have to get back to normal. I have to get back to being healthy again, because when I go through a trauma like this, I experience what I call PE.
P-E.
I don't know if it's not physical education. It's pity eating. I feel sorry for myself.
Might be S-P-E.
What's that?
Self-pity eating.
Self-pity eating is what I do. And so when this happened, it was followed by minor stress pity eating. This is the kind of stress where I don't know what's going to happen. You know, being a type A, not knowing what's going to happen is the worst. You don't want to wait. You want to know in 10 minutes what's going to go on. That's the way we all are. As
being
Americans.
A fellow eater, and I've done what you're talking about, was this to the level where you go out to eat, or do you just forage at the house for pity eating?
Anything.
Wide open. Yeah.
And it's not a bad test of your bicep to see if you can eat an ice cream cone.
Yeah. Yet to see
or to lift the big arch.
And by the way, I was able to successfully exactly. do that without any problem. Now it might be a little itchy in there, where it's a little sharp in there, still a little
bit. I mean, they say Popeye shower.
Arm. Carla said, "How come you have the bruising and you don't have Popeye arm?" I said, "Popeye arm is when the bicep muscle moves down towards the elbow. You have to have one in order to have it. Just not doing a lot of curls in the O'Mara household. Sure. I'm really not. However, the pity eating." Even after the procedure, I said, well, that's it. This is my last day of pity eating. I gave myself one more day to get it out of my system, which is why I enjoyed my lunch at the Dairy Queen with a cheeseburger and fries and no ice cream products.
Wow.
Followed by waiting for my kid. I was already in the downtown area where I decided to... I was going to go and buy Jake a rat, but I ended up going to get the car wash. And L Car Wash, you know my favorite car wash down here.
It's a great one. It actually means the car wash.
Thanks for enlightening us. It's right next to the Krispy Kreme. And I said, well, I'll give Michael
all your favorites.
L Car Wash next to a Krispy Kreme. I only wish I lived closer.
Yeah,
but that's the further away L Car Wash, but we're getting an L Car Wash 5 minutes from my house.
That's
which
great.
Order do you go? Donuts.
I was going to say, pro tip would be
always
donuts first.
Great question. Always donuts followed by the car wash.
Because you don't know how many flakes of Krispy Kreme coating might fall off the donut into your automobile.
There will not be. When I do this, there is no plan for an interior vacuuming.
Oh, it's an exterior.
It's not happening. Okay. It'll happen down the road. Well, this is simply go through the wishy-washy after you buy the donuts, and you only can eat your first donut once the soap is on your car. That's my little rule, and I'm clear of anybody looking at me.
Is it that? Yeah. How many can you eat before it opens up?
No, because I'm not, there's no way I went with a half dozen and I was going to, it's three for me and three
Why
for
bother?
Michael.
Why bother?
What do you mean?
Get a dozen if you're going to go, make it count and maybe six jellies.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned that, Chunk. My idea was to get three for me and three for my son.
All right.
And then,
but
as
he never
I got
knows the starting number, you could do four and two. He wouldn't know.
I could. And by the way, you're going through my entire mental process of he won't know four and two. I said, you know what? If I throw everything away and just get a napkin and put one in there, that would be acceptable too. That didn't
Could
last
I
either.
Please have six donuts and an empty bag?
I had to lose the evidence. Yeah. I had to get rid of the evidence. And so I went
six
to.
And oh.
Yeah. And I didn't eat all six in the car wash. I had probably one in the car wash, and then slowly as I'm making my way up to his school, I'm eating one after. You know, it's not a big deal.
Energy surged throughout your body. Now, people want to know.
Followed by an amazing crash.
The best crash ever. Do you, was the sign on? Were they hot? They're always fresh.
No.
But were they hot?
They are never hot at the one downtown Fort Myers. Never.
I used to know the schedule at Richmond. I knew when I could go to get the ones that were hot.
But it's a very perky, pleasant girl that I've dealt with before that works the counter. She's very, very happy and peppy and loves her job, which to me, no matter what you do, if you have that attitude, it's spectacular.
Does she have a celebrity that she resembles?
She's like a combination of America Ferrera.
Okay.
And she's a combination of America Ferrera and the character in Goonies. The one that says Rocky wrote.
Yeah. I can't think of his name. It's like Twitch or Switch or something like that.
Chunk.
Gore. Chunk.
No, Chunk's the fat kid.
Chunk is the fat kid, and that's the second time you referred to Chunk today. Sloth, I think, is right, yes.
So there you go. By the time I'm halfway up the road, they're gone.
Yeah.
And I'm not feeling... I'm so euphoric that I'm not feeling guilty because in my mind, I know the drill. I know what's going to happen the next morning. The next morning, I'm going to get up, I'm going to weigh myself, and I'm going to start logging my food again, which is all I need to do to knock out that 4 pounds that I gained, and I will get back
Did
on
you get
track
a cup of coffee or anything at Krispy Kreme or just the donuts?
No.
They make great coffee, you know.
I had leftover Diet Coke from my cheeseburger and fries. I've eaten badly all day long.
And where did the evidence go?
Where did I dump it? I'm trying to think.
Between two pillows?
No. Oh, I went through a racetrack gas station. And I put it in the trash. I just pulled up. And it was so close to the curb. Of course, I don't use petrol anymore. That I was able to just throw it from the car. And I got rid of all of my evidence. My Dairy Queen bag, my Krispy Kreme box.
Yeah.
This is the
French fry sleeve. Yeah.
This is my champagne. This is my celebratory last day of pity eating.
You've earned it.
I'm looking forward to getting back to a normal.
You still look dynamite.
Lifestyle.
You got good news. You deserve that.
I am excited.
This is also the smoker that thinks he's covered up with a little perfume.
No, but he did not identify it because he doesn't look for the. And by the way, Rob knows Krispy Kreme so well that he knows the flakes of sugar that bounce off your chest and do that. Now,
it's not like I've ever sat down and eaten a dozen of them.
The SPE, self-pity eating, was concluded by 5:15 yesterday.
Just in time for dinner.
No, it was over after dinner.
Oh, okay.
It was over after dinner.
God, you eat that early?
Yeah.
It's Florida.
I guess.
It's Florida.
Suppose you're right.
People.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We, we write a few letters and, then we, to bed, what a day. And I watch, another episode, by the way, because of the Krispy Kreme, I did not make it through Peaky Blinders,
the
first episode of the second season. I just, kind of crapped out, or the second episode of the second season.
One of the kindest things you ever did, Mike, it was my birthday maybe 10 years ago, and we were coming back from the Florida road trip. Not the one with the camper, but the one where we drove down to Florida and then drove back.
Yeah.
And you stopped and got, I think, 2 dozen Krispy Kreme donuts to celebrate my birthday. And then the other car denied them, or you denied them of the donuts. And you and me and another host...
How did I deny them of the... I don't remember doing
that.
I thought they chose not to get them.
I think that we were all pissed at them because they were takers. Mm-hmm. I remember that word. And so you initially thought you were going to give them donuts, but then you brought them back. So we had 3 people in the car and 2 dozen donuts.
Yeah, well, they were takers.
Yeah, I know. I'm not saying that you're wrong.
And those are all the guys. Those are all the guys that flew the coop.
Yeah, they're gone. They're gone.
You can tell on a road trip whether people are with you or not, you know? And even the other guy was with us at that time.
At that point. So we all ate enough donuts that... The crash that came about 45 minutes later, we were about to pull the car over because no one had the wherewithal to even drive with cruise control.
I was so
out. It murders you.
And then, of course, my wife walks in and, you know, I'm like that. But I wasn't busted until bedtime where it's 9:45, 10 o'clock. And I go into the marital bed after tucking my kid in and I walk in. And, you know, it's just, I've got my AirPod Max on, and so it's
Bob
silent. I don't hear it.
Yeah.
She's working, which she does 24/7 on her online business. I mean, she goes from literally first thing in the morning all the way till midnight sometimes. So that's what she's communicating with people that you know, want the telehealth stuff. So she's doing that all the time. And then I hear, I get the hit on the arm, and then I hear, and I'm very, very, very accommodating when I do this. I take the headphones off and I'm like, what? And she says, did you go to Krispy Kreme? And I was busted.
No,
did she look over the card? Did you look at the debit card? Is that what she did?
Yeah, because I used a lazy debit card.
Yeah, you know what I do? Yeah. I pay cash.
Yeah, you got to pay cash. You got to pay cash. You know?
That debit card's going to go in the racetrack trash can next time.
It's true.
Yeah. So, happy day. Very exciting. We got a lot to talk about on the show today, including a new feature called Rob's Record Bin.
The Vinyl Frontier.
If you thought maybe he was coming home from Miami and would be venturing out of the house... You thought wrong.
No, I did. I went to a record store.
Oh, to bring them back to your house. You're right. You did go outside to a record store.
I went. I spent 2 hours looking, and it was fun. It was great.
And that's going to be interesting, and that happens later in the show. But before we talk about your record bin, I want to talk about the Great Reunion.
Oh,
can you just give me, as a tease, did it happen or not?
Oh, yeah. She's home.
Okay.
Well, not anymore. She went to work now, but she was home overnight.
Okay.
All the night.
Okay. We'll get to it. And we'll get to the news right after this, ladies and gentlemen.
It's easier to start this year strong and more delicious with Omaha Steaks. Stay satisfied, get energy, and fuel your routine with premium prepackaged protein delivered to your door. From a handcrafted USDA-certified tender steak to gourmet burgers, versatile chicken and pork, and more, they have an unmatched variety of high-quality proteins that everyone loves. Right now, you can taste the difference and get an extra $35 off at omahasteaks.com with the promo code, it's different, remember that, Mike, at checkout. I don't need to tell you how great Omaha Steaks are, but I will. They are my favorite because they do beef right. Unrivaled quality and variety with every bite, packed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Every steak is perfectly aged to maximize tenderness and hand-cut by master butchers in America's heartland. Omaha Steaks has been America's original family-owned butcher since 1917 and still cutting edge. Get it? Let Omaha Steaks deliver high-quality proteins right to your door. Visit omahasteaks.com and get an extra $35 off with promo code MIKE at checkout. Remember, new code, so pay attention. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code MIKE. Terms apply. See site for details. Show. Here's a note. If you don't know already, I hope you do. The first ever TMOS Love Boat was an amazing event. We were delighted to have people out there. We did ask you if you had any thoughts on what we could do to make it better. You said give a longer lead time. Give a longer lead time so that you have plenty of time to plan, and we did that for you. You also said you wanted the cruise to be longer. We've done that as well. You said do it after, not before the holidays. You said you wanted more time to plan. We did that for you. And most importantly, you said you wanted it to be more affordable. We've done that as well. You said you wanted more parrots.
No, they didn't.
Oh, okay.
They didn't. They said they wanted a cheeseburger in a paradise-like setting.
Listen to how much lead time you have to save, to plan, to get your act together. Join us aboard the Margaritaville at Sea Islander starting January 21st for a 5-day, 4-night cruise to the Western Caribbean with the whole crew. Laughs, fun, and a trip to exotic Cozumel. Say it like Ernie Anderson. Cozumel, all departing from Tampa, Florida, roughly a year from now. Mm-hmm. Details are on our website, MikeOmaraShow.com. So get your tickets and join us on that cruise. It's going to be very, very exciting. We start today. All right, Josh. I don't want to get into a whole debate. I really don't. But I just want to ask, do you feel like in any way that your guy is kind of going sideways a little bit?
I don't like this war. I think I think people spoke to his ego and got him mixed up in this.
Okay. That's it. That's all I need. That's fine. I'm good with that. I am really, really good with that because it's kind of been a crazy time. It really is getting crazy every day. United States immigration agents have begun deploying to major airports. That's ICE people across the U.S. to under the guise of easing security lines, not locking people up.
Right.
As government funding standoffs leave many airport security staff out of work, the partial government shutdown affects the Department of Homeland Security, which oversees the Transportation Security Administration, and that means many airport security officers are working without pay. The financial strain has led to increased absences, causing staff shortages and delays at security checkpoints. I think that this is just not a good look. There's just no way. If you're putting it the best spin on it for the MAGA folks, this is just not a good look. And this war is becoming more and more problematic. And you know, it's interesting when you read news stories about the fact that they are planning on sending more missiles to countries around the Gulf as well as Israel. And it's like, well, I thought we bombed the crap. Well, no, they're a big, very powerful military.
Today is Tuesday, right? I forget. Is today the day Tuesday we're winning the war or we've won the war?
I know.
Because
I
it seems to be fuzzy.
It's over.
Oh, the war is over. Okay, yeah, that's good. Yeah. That's good.
I understand the idea of sending more people to work and give some of these TSA agents days off, but just sending them as ICE agents, it doesn't help at all.
No, it
you can
makes
send them
people
as TSA
and
workers.
I don't care whether you're from whether you're an immigrant or not. People see ICE agents and they get pissed off. That's just
also,
you're just causing trouble by doing that. You really
don't
are.
Think that the TSA is just like, you know, selling hot dogs. That's a trained job. You can't just drop people in there to work the equipment. It's not great.
I don't know. You've got the greeter at the front that tells you what line to get in. Anyone can do that.
Hugs are great. Welcome to Walmart. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Greeter.
A civil jury in California found Monday that Bill Cosby was liable for drugging and sexually assaulting a woman all the way back in 1972. And they awarded her $59.25 million. After a nearly two-week trial in Santa Monica, jurors found Cosby, who is now 88, liable for sexual battery and assault on Donna Motzinger. They awarded her $17.5 million in past damages, $1.75 million for future damages, including mental suffering, loss of enjoyment of life, inconvenience, grief, anxiety, humiliation, and emotional distress. Then in a second phase of the trial Monday afternoon, they awarded an additional $40 million in punitive damages. So there you are. You know, he's going to appeal, but who knows if he'll be, you know, live long enough to see
if
that.
If you want to put it in historical perspective, this comes after I Spy, but before the Bill Cosby show when he played Chet, the gym teacher.
Wow. I mean, amazing that it's been going on that long. All right. If there's a guy that I am not going to pick a fight with, who's one of the, one of the TV stars, it's going to be that dude from Reacher. Alan Ritchson, you know the guy I'm talking about that literally dismantles people, always the tough guy. Well, he got into a fight in his suburban Nashville neighborhood on Sunday, and part of it was caught on video. Ritchson and his two sons were riding motorcycles through the neighborhood when he ended up brawling with a neighbor named Ronnie Taylor. Hello, I'm Ronnie Taylor.
Taylor. He's a good overnight guy, Ronnie Taylor.
In video captured by another neighbor through their window, you can see Ritchson punching Taylor even when he's down, but the guy doesn't appear too hurt because he gets right back up. Ritchson's kids are standing there on their bikes watching the whole thing. Ritchson claims Taylor started it by pushing him off his bike twice, but Taylor tells a different story. He says the conflict began on Saturday with Ritchson speeding through the neighborhood at unsafe speeds and revving his engine. He says he flipped Ritchson off and received a middle finger in return. Well, at least he's being honest that he wasn't totally without sin. On Sunday, Ritchson was back at it, this time with his boys. So Taylor went outside and told him to stop, which is when the chaos ensued. Taylor ended up with some bruises and scrapes, but nothing that needed treatment. He did call the cops. No arrests have been made. I guess he's a big guy, too. I looked at the video. I didn't bring it to you because the video to me was
very blurry.
You couldn't really see a lot. But he did look like a big guy that that went there. But Ritchson was pounding on him pretty good. And, I wouldn't deal with that. But I think it's an a-hole move to ride motorcycles through any residential neighborhood, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, that's no good. And, you know, they were actually going to make a show, a sequel that starred Josh. It was called Preacher.
That's coming. Coming this fall.
He would go and fight crime with a Bible.
Coming this fall to the WB. There you go. How crazy is it to stop at multiple fast food places to build the perfect fast food meal? We've had
done
stories before.
I've done it.
If you have picky kids, I have some things I agree with and some things I don't on the list. You probably feel forced to do this to get the perfect meal. Or if you yourself have a sophisticated fast food palate, there's a new survey out of America's favorite items at various restaurants, and it includes the ideal fast food plate. And anybody that says the ideal fast food plate has to be a fat person.
Exactly. It's probably a board of fat people.
Do you remember Fatso Rob when he says, you don't manage your plate?
Exactly. Yeah.
So gross. It requires stops at four different fast food establishments.
Four?
Here we go. And there's only one thing. I'm going to give you all of them, and you tell me what doesn't belong on the list.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, it features a Burger King burger, a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich, McDonald's French fries, and chicken nuggets washed down with a soda or Dairy Queen milkshake. There are actual multiple things on this list.
I think the problem is, well, there's way too much food.
Yeah, there's multiple entrees.
Yeah, Burger King burger is not my go-to. I don't think that's going to be your answer, but Burger King would not be on my list.
I approve of the Burger King burgers.
Right. But that's where I have a problem with. And I also think, I don't know that a Dairy Queen shake is worth its own stop, or is it?
I would remove on my list, I would take away the Chick-fil-A sandwich. You don't need that if you're going to get a Burger King burger. You don't want to mix your fried chicken with your burger. Everybody would probably agree you keep the McDonald's French fries.
Oh, that's where you start your plate.
Well, and you have to grab a Coke there as well.
Yeah, because the Cokes at McDonald's are the best.
I think we can agree on that. I would remove the nuggets. I think the nuggets are gross.
Well, I mean, you've also, if you're going to remove the nuggets and you're going to remove the Chick-fil-A, you don't need that. It's not a side dish.
You don't need the chicken, okay?
Right.
Big chicken influenced this list. But Rob, if you want a milkshake or what they call a, what is not a freezy?
Is it a fribble?
It's a Dairy Queen Blizzard.
Well, a Blizzard's not a milkshake, though.
Yeah, it's got candy and stuff in it.
Yeah, but, I mean, and you turn it upside down and it doesn't pour out.
The ice cream products at Dairy Queen, to me, are solid. You know, I believe in that chain.
The Blizzard is what is known as a concrete.
A concrete. There you go.
Exactly.
Sorry.
Mine would be Wendy's Burger, McDonald's
concrete,
fries.
Concrete, I thought, was at Culver's.
Concrete is Culver's.
Yeah, but I think that's more of a generic. I think that's the generic name for that.
It's a Dairy Queen Blizzard.
Yeah, it is a Blizzard, but a concrete, I think, is that style of dessert. Like, it's more generic.
And it's a McFlurry at McDonald's.
Yeah, that's always broken. But fries at McDonald's, I would go to Wendy's first to grab a burger, because a burger has a longer time that it's still good. Then get your fries fresh and your Coke fresh, and then you're done. It's only two stops. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's all.
And by the way, they said a burger, it's got to be the Whopper. If you get it at Burger King, you got to get a Whopper.
I would think so, yeah.
Get the Whopper. Any thoughts
on
that,
Don't get the Whaler, Mike. Yeah. Don't get the Whaler.
I have always hated Burger King.
Okay.
But I am also susceptible to TV ads. And they've got a new ad about how they've cleaned up their stuff, and they list everything I hate about Burger King. So I went back and got a Whopper this week.
And
it was pretty good.
Yes.
I'll be going back.
The Whopper is, and you know what is, if there was ever a chain with the two words clean up, they have to do that. They are foul and they've become filthy. They need to renovate. They need to spruce it up, because the product is, I think, if you can anchor your chain with a Whopper, which is a great hamburger, you can rebuild.
Ever I went through a Burger King drive-through, and it was fast. The people were nice. And the Whopper came in like a cardboard box, which was nice.
But amazingly, Mike, the cardboard box was like 10 inches by 15 inches. It was big. It was like an Amazon box.
Okay. Right. Introducing something you can do to work off your burger. This is something brand new, exercisers. It's called sword yoga.
Boo.
The workout mixes yoga, tai chi, and kung fu style movements in flowing poses while you're holding a sword.
Yeah.
Nothing big. One lady said, it's a tool of self-expression and freedom. Oh, shut up, please.
I bet you'd see a lot of good-looking yoga ladies that you would see also at, like, the Renaissance Fair.
When I hold the sword, I feel like a force of femininity, beauty, and strength. Yeah. They say classes can burn up to 500 calories. Well, you can do that walking from the car, Rob. I mean, if you run up the stairs.
I'm not sure why you directed that at me, but yeah, you're right.
They can build strength and confidence, too. Yes.
In these classes, how far apart are the people? It seems like there could be some easily injuries.
We can only hope. Sorry. It also looks intimidating. But if that's what you're going for, to play with a sword, good luck to you.
I went through three pairs of Lululemons just in one class.
Oh, another cut. Anyway, a Canadian cat named Louis Vuitton has gone viral after footage of him crossing between Canada and America labeled him the border hopping cat.
That's the best they could do for a name.
There's a place in northwestern Washington State where the border between the two countries is basically just a small ditch along a road.
Right.
There are cameras and the occasional patrols, but no big fence or wall. A video online showed Louis the cat crossing the ditch to meet an American friend. And not only is he looking to be pet, he's also been known to smuggle stuff like snakes and mice and squirrels. Louis's owner, Deb Tate.
Hi, I'm Deb Tate.
Hi, you know what? Deb Tate's name is so short it could fit on a license plate.
Why don't you come over Saturday? We're going to grill. Deb Tate.
Who are you?
I'm Deb Tate.
Do you know the border crossing cat?
Yeah, my cat, Deb Tate.
Deb says,
he hasn't always been such a rebel, but he's extremely friendly. He just loves people, and he doesn't care what side of the border they're on.
Deb Tate.
When asked how he's doing, Louis Vuitton ignored the reporter, jumped up on the coffee table, and farted. It's always cats. And we have a final today in cat news. That's right. Finally today, a second cat story. Police in Washington state intercepted a stolen video. Let me start again. Smonimpa, I stopped because I realized both these stories come from Washington state and they're both about cats. And my mind began to wander. And then I meow, meow, meow. Yeah. Well,
I hear you. Yeah, cats.
Take that from the top. Finally today, police in Washington state intercepted a stolen vehicle last week, and the 29-year-old man and 23-year-old woman inside it ran from the cops on foot. The chase didn't last long. Both were taken into custody, but the woman came with extra drama. She was found hiding under a pickup truck with her pet kitten, and she freaked out when the cops tried to handcuff her because she was worried about the kitty cat. There's body camera footage of the arrest where she says, "Dude, can I please get my kitten? I just wanted to keep him safe." Then an officer says, "You call this keeping him safe?" Way to go. Cops won. Felon, yes. Nothing. The cat was uninjured and turned over to the Tacoma Humane Society. The couple was charged with theft, resisting arrest, and other outstanding warrants. After the previous story, I just wish that kitten had been able to cross the border. Then he would have been free to get snakes and squirrels and all that.
If he's still at the Tacoma pet shelter, Dirk could rescue that cat.
Oh, that's right, because he lives in Washington State. We'll be right back, everybody. Folks, I'm not getting any younger. In fact, none of us are. It seemed like energy crashes at 2 p.m. became my new normal. So naturally, I went down to the internet rabbit hole and started Googling symptoms like a hypochondriac. Low T kept coming up. Here's the thing. Doctors act like testosterone replacement therapy is no big deal. Just weekly shots for the rest of your life. Cool. Thanks, Doc. Then you dig deeper and you realize what you're actually signing up for. $3,000 a year to shut down your body's natural production forever. Terrifying. So I'm making things easier on my body the natural way. I'm taking Mars Men, a natural testosterone stack that optimizes your body's ability to forge usable testosterone. Mars Men is like hitting the reset button on your hormone factory instead of shutting it down. It gives me more consistent energy, stronger lifts, and better focus. It's a steady drive all day, not the quick spike you get from caffeine or injections. Plus, there's a 90-day money-back guarantee, so there's no risk. Thousands of guys are feeling incredible results. Just check it out. Check out the reviews on the website and see for yourself. For a limited time, TMOS listeners get 50% off for life, plus free shipping, and 3 free gifts at mengotomars.com. It's a perfect way to start feeling strong right away. That's mengotomars.com for 50% off and 3 free gifts when you check out. After your purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that TMOS sent you. I really do that video. And for those of you that are listening on audio, we have a little video that goes along with Mars Men. And that really almost looks like it's superimposed on Rob's screen. But I will tell you that that picture at the end, that guy in the I think I've never looked better. I really have never looked
better. And thanks to Mars Men, you do look that good.
Very, very exciting.
Do you Welcome know it's back. Not easy to mention, to balance Mars Men on your microphone?
Just but so it you. Added a lot to the ad, and I think that's to be commended.
Thank you.
Before we get to Rob Spiewak, I want to thank everybody that joined us. We started a little early today, so our apologies for that in the comments section. And don't forget, share that with your friends that, you know, you can comment on the show. And sometimes we
play along,
read the posts. By the way, if you send a super chat, that gets you to the front of the line. And we appreciate each and every day the super chats that you can include to support this show. Rob Spiewak returning from Miami, still in mourning, been a a sad time for him. He did not get a visit from his wife down in Miami, but she informed him that they would have a beautiful reunion on Monday because she
Monday
was at
evening.
Another home. Monday evening.
And I remember when I told her when I was going to come home, I said, I'm coming home Monday, Saturday early. And she said, do I need to pick you up at the airport? And I said, no, I've already taken care of all that. And she said, oh, great. I'll see you Monday night. I said, okay, great. And so yesterday we did the show. And
you are the easiest person to deal with when somebody doesn't want to do something, because you're not going to be you're not going to be needy in that way.
No. Well, Mike, as you get older, the greatest news in the world is when someone cancels something. That's it. You don't have to be involved with it. And so that's there's a little bit of a win there.
Josh,
and
you were doing an analysis there. What did you say about
he gives everyone an out.
Right.
He always gives people an out to not do it.
It's almost as if I crave approval.
It's like a little safety.
Yeah,
crutch
it is.
There. So
it
that
is.
When people don't show up, it's your fault, not theirs.
So
or your decision.
Yesterday was, of course, Monday. Great to be home. Great to be back in my home studio. It means a lot. And did some work. There's a new.
When you say great to be home, if we can slow this down for a second,
sure.
Do you feel that way or do you miss Miami a little bit?
Well, Miami was nice, but it's kind of like when you're on vacation. It was a crappy vacation because,
yeah,
you know, what
it.
We're dealing with.
No, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
But it's nice, but at home, I'm surrounded by my stuff and my things. And
that's
I've
important.
Said everything.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, I've spent my whole life getting
the
my stuff together.
When you have the glow of the jukebox.
You know what? My father no longer needs the sun.
And you know, as I see you back
S-O-N.
In the confines of Virginia,
yeah.
I mean, you definitely got some rays when you were down there.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
Yeah. We went to the pool. We had fun. Mm-hmm. It was good.
Okay.
I told you I got yelled at the pool, right?
No, I don't believe
for
you did.
Jumping into the water.
like a cannonball?
No, it was just like a parallel dive in. You know, they say no diving because they say shallow water. It's 9 feet deep. And I didn't feel like lowering myself on the ladder again. So I just sort of, you know,
any
jumped
steps
in.
Anywhere?
Yeah, over where it's 2.5 feet deep. I'm not going to do that either.
How about one of those robotic chairs?
Oh, a lift? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure they've got
those. We actually had one of those lifts for my father that we had to return, sadly. But
I like my method of entering a pool wherever I go is to stand on the edge and do the dead fall straight back.
Oh,
I
you
love
get
the
yelled
freedom
at for that?
Of doing that. Yeah,
I've done it.
I didn't know you got yelled at for diving.
In the old days, Mike, we called that the Nesty Plunge.
It's wonder. Yeah, exactly what it is. And somebody yelled at you for diving.
There was me and Kathy and three or four older people. And there's a lot of people that have. And I love all people. You know that. I don't discriminate against anyone.
This man is, hold on, I've got sound for that.
Yes. I love
ahead,
all people, Josh. I don't discriminate against anyone. I don't classify people because to me, we're all God's children.
That but is a lie.
It throws me off when the hit. When someone yells at me that I can't make out the accent, it might be Turkish, it might be Spanish. I don't know what it is.
Rob loves all people unless they're from another country.
Right.
Well, that's right.
Are there people in the pool at this time, or is this one of those everyone's at the pool, no one wants to get wet situations?
There was three people that were, they brought those noodles, those pool noodles, you know, the long things, and they were floating like they're in an easy chair in about the 3 foot water, and they're all yelling about the town council meeting that we discussed on the bonus show sometime back. As I say, I don't know. I don't know if we're going to get a management company because are they going to? What if I lock myself out? What if I lock myself out? What are
all
they going to do?
Okay, I get it. So, okay.
So I jump in the pool, and this man, almost out of nowhere, rises like a golden vixen because he's, you know, beautifully tanned, lots of gold chains, and he says, the rules! You have broken the rules! And I said,
he says it like that?
Yeah. I said, what? He says, have you not read the rules? I said, I know all the rules. And he says, look at the sign! What is the first rule? Not diving! And I said, oh, well, I wasn't really a dive. He said, you must know the rules!
I'd say F you.
I would say F you.
There's a way to handle it and a way not to handle it, you old fart.
He was so pissed that, Mike, when I came up from the water and my head left the water, he was already yelling, when I had the ability to hear him. So you don't know the rules. And so I just said, you know what? It will never, never happen again.
Alan Richson. That's what you should have pulled on the guy.
Which was what?
Give him a middle finger and then hit him in the head.
Yes, yeah, I don't know. I don't think I wanted to
Alan
do
Alan Richson was the news, the previous segment.
I didn't. I wasn't sure if there was something I had missed. I knew about the news.
That's okay. It was right here on this show. So you get back to Virginia and your wife will not pick you up at the airport.
No, no, no. She would have if I had asked
her. She would have if you asked.
I arranged around it,
as Josh said, you give everybody an out. And then not only
she didn't need an out. I didn't even ask her.
Okay,
I just
didn't
took
ask
care of
her. But she asked.
Were you more excited to see Carrie or your mom?
I was most excited to see the dogs, actually. That's what I missed the most. The dogs really greeted me well.
And she's house-sitting and will not be at your house until Monday.
Well, I thought Monday night, but it turned out it was Monday afternoon because she house-sat through Monday morning and then went to school to teach. Mm-hmm. And then came home
working always.
Yeah, like at 5. Sadly, at 5, I had laid down to rest and take a nap. And so when she got home, I was asleep. And I've gotten in the habit of taking a snooze in the afternoon when I was in Florida because it helps you deal with stuff.
Amen.
It helps.
Yeah, we tape early. You're up early to do this show. Why not?
But you want to be caught taking a nap.
No, you don't. No. And
nothing
you know what?
Worse.
It's funny because Carrie, who is now known as a workaholic, used to be known as a napmeister. So the fact that she would be, you know, annoyed with anyone taking a nap is almost off the table. But she came in and I said, oh, I didn't expect you so early. And she says, well, here I am. And so she went downstairs and I got up and went down and we watched some TV together. And I was still tired. So I went to bed at 8. I didn't have dinner last night, but she did. She had oatmeal. And now all is right with the world.
I'm sorry we didn't have any, let's play the romantic harp.
Okay? Thank you.
It sounds like a beautiful, beautiful reunion.
I think the best part, and I didn't emphasize it enough, is how happy she is.
Nice beaver.
Exactly.
Sorry, I don't know how that
slipped in. What are you doing?
You know?
That's not right.
And then Rob Schwartz.
It's not incorrect, but
she,
it's not
helped,
right.
She helped Carrie downstairs.
Oh, you know, if anything were to happen, it would be her pushing me down the stairs.
Her pushing you downstairs.
Yes, of course.
What was the television program, you two?
I think it was reruns of Parks and Recreation. I wasn't paying a lot of attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
Good show, though. Very funny.
Yeah, and Daniel Thurber, I totally agree with you.
What's
that? I think you earned a nap as well. I think so.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it.
That was the extent of it?
Well, no, there was this morning, of course, when I woke up and I had showered and I was getting ready to come downstairs and she woke up and she says, I've been having trouble with the TV. The remote's not working. So I took the remote and I realized she said, I changed the batteries, but the batteries were in wrong. So I fixed the batteries and then the remote worked a lot better. And I said, Channel 4 is on for you now. And she says, great. Would you take the trash down when you go down? I said, yep.
All right.
What a hero.
And Finn. Scene, as they say.
And scene. Tomorrow, will you tell us about your record store trip with your brand new car that you wanted to drive so bad?
Yes, but here's a teaser. Yeah. I bought my 5th copy of Elvis, Almost in Love.
Oh, man. Our boy. Wish he treated you better. Anyway, let's take a break.
It's not really a matter of being treated. It's just respected.
I'm pulling my son out of school early today. It's the last day of spring training here in Florida.
Oh, that's cool.
Tell you all about that, and we'll just
see if he'll fix the TV, and maybe he can take the trash down.
See how the way he does that, Josh, when he talks about the batteries being put in wrong?
Yeah.
Passive, meet aggressive. Yep. Aggressive,
well,
meet passive. Yes.
How would have been the non-passive aggressive way to say that?
Stupid thing to do! Anyway.
I wonder how long she'd been having trouble with it. Before she thought to say, someone should look at this.
Take a peek at this, will you, please?
I haven't seen the Today Show in a week and a half.
You ever notice how Soroka over there, the silence and the look on his face is just kind of fun? He's, you know, he's really
oh, you know what he's doing.
He's not trying to do anything, but he speaks volumes with those
he's
guys.
He's percolating, or percolating is what he's doing. Yeah, he's ready to jump in.
We'll be right back, everybody. Thank you. DermGlowSkin.com. That's where February health starts, because this month on TMOS, it's all about feeling better, having more energy, and getting back to feeling like yourself. We talk a lot about telehealth and doctor-prescribed GLP-1s because they support weight management by reducing cravings, helping with portion control, and taking some of the mental battle out of food. It all starts with a simple online medical assessment, easy and discreet. And how about this? There's something new. It's called Elate Spray. I'll say it out loud. Elate Spray. It's a doctor-prescribed nasal spray designed to support desire, circulation, and emotional connection. You'll have better circulation than a Jetstream oven. Personalized care delivered straight to your door. And yes, there are payment plans available. Klarna is a favorite, and HSA and FSA are accepted. So if February is your month to focus on health, confidence, and feeling good again, head to DermGlowSkin.com. Click on the Weight Management and Peptides button and get started with a simple online assessment. That's DermGlowSkin.com. You know, yesterday I stopped by Carla's brick and mortar store. That's one of the treatment rooms that she's talking to you from down there. And as I'm sitting out there, she wanted me to come by and pick up a license plate to turn into DMV down here. And as I'm sitting there, she says, "Oop, they're the new owners." And let me see if I get this right.
Owners of what? The
they're
strip mall
selling
or?
The whole shopping center to a big corporation.
All right.
And the lady, Carla has a really good relationship with the management company that runs the shopping center right now. Mm-hmm. They're selling it. And this big corporate company's cutting it. And the way it goes is they apparently are going tenant to tenant to tenant, doing interviews with the tenants that consist of, you know, how do you like it? How long mm-hmm. you've been here? How long's your lease? And is there anything that's been bugging you? Anything we can do? It's kind of a idea exchange with sure. And also for the chance for the new owners. But the lady that comes in that does the interview, you know, when you have an aura that no matter what your intentions are, you immediately feel that you are on the defensive.
Yeah.
And I felt as though the interview was whether or not she could keep her office space as opposed to an exchange of information, because obviously legally she has a signed document.
Yeah, of course.
So there is, but the demeanor of the person was, how would I, do you know, this is a prettier version, a much prettier version, mm-hmm. by the way, of what was the White Lotus most recent, and is it Poppy Harlow? Is that the lady?
I believe that was that's the name, yeah. Uh-huh.
That was the accent, the voice, and it was like, thank you, are you doing, and I felt the same vibe. And Carla made a comment as soon as she left with the other. Meanwhile, the other guy from the current management company is kind of just sitting by, cooling his heels and letting them do it.
Well,
sort of sitting
be
by nervously, because I think all they care about is this sale going through.
Well, he wants the sale to go through, but once it goes through, he's going to be handing out cigars and Hershey bars. He's going to be so happy. He's going to have made all the money in the world.
No, I don't think he's making the money. I think he's losing a job, maybe.
Everybody makes money except us. That's how it works.
Here's the way it goes. She leaves, and I have no skin in the game. I felt intimidated.
Yeah.
And I realized there are people that, by the way, this person is put together head to toe, very corporate, very, mm-hmm. but at the same time, I'm sitting there going, and at one point,
some people just have that.
She has that aura. And at one point I look at the old management guy and go, I'm just the husband. And
you've never made anyone feel defensive.
Just the husband over here. I'm just sitting in the lobby.
Yeah.
And then they
leave.
You're
just there, jovial Bob, you know, it's a, hey, how's it going?
And then like 5 minutes later, the manager of the place is leading another person from this company around. She opens the door and they give a big hug.
Oh,
and,
no.
And the only reason I bring this up is because they give a very quick hug and the door closes and I hear, bah, 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 and Carla comes in laughing. I said, what are you laughing about? She said, is that your father?
Oh. There we go. Thank you. Thank you.
Hi, everybody. I want to tell you. Listen, today I'll be popping my son out of school and taking him to the ball game, the old ball game. Mm-hmm. Josh, box seats, 28 beans at the Twins facility.
Next door
to where they were charging $78 for him next door. How about that?
Yeah, that is cheaper than anything I paid for last week.
Spectacular. I am so excited. Very, very excited about that. Almost as excited as you are about trees. And I have no idea why you two are talking about trees.
We both got into trees this weekend.
Really?
We did.
You climbed them?
No.
I had a storm take out a tree in my front yard a couple months ago.
Before you go, I can't help it. I got to stop. Rolando says, did she look like Ben Mala from YouTube? That's the real estate guy. Have you ever seen that guy? That's like, hey, I want to go out. No, she didn't. Sure. Go ahead, Josh. My apologies.
No, so I had this tree that broke in the front yard, so I needed to replace it. So we've been looking at different palm trees and stuff.
It broke like a refrigerator?
The wind came and
it destroyed it. What variety of tree was it that was destroyed?
A dogwood.
Okay. Oh, it's a crappy dogwood. Tree.
A crappy
but
tree.
But the tree of Virginia, the state tree of Virginia.
So I love the name of my favorite tree. Go ahead, Josh. I'm sorry.
I don't do any lawn work or anything down here. I have other guys that do that. But I called the tree company and they wanted like $500 to replace the tree. So I decided I can dig the hole myself and get the tree out.
You can.
So I went to Home Depot. I bought the most expensive shovel they had, $35.
How high was the tree that went down? How high was it, roughly?
It was probably about 12 feet, but it snapped at about 4 feet.
Oh, you know that a tree's root system below the ground is as big as the tree is above the ground. Well, so when you're looking at a 12-foot tree, that's a lot of roots. A
lot of root.
Yeah.
I'm learning that. But I thought, hey, the tree's not that thick, so it would be okay. But now I have been digging the hole. I do not have the tree out of the ground yet.
So your yard looks good.
Yeah. So I've got half a hole dug on one side of the tree as I try to get it out so I can replace it. But while I was looking at trees this weekend, we've got a dogwood in the back as well that I hate. And I think it's dead. I think it's always been dead. So I decided I was going to replace the rear tree as well. And we're looking around. We picked out a small palm tree thing there for the front yard.
Tropical, baby.
That we get nice tropical. And I'm looking, and I was looking at lemon trees and orange trees and stuff for the backyard. And this lemon tree said that it could produce 30 lemons a year or something like that. Where I said, that's way
too
many
lemons. May I offer this piece of advice? The lemon tree is very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet, but the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat.
Well, what song is that?
That's Lemon Tree by Trini Lopez.
Lemon tree, very pretty,
the lemon
flower. Right. I remember it, such old queens.
I said, I can't do anything with 30 lemons. I'm just going to be throwing them away.
If you were an alcoholic, you would be.
Yeah. So I changed to what type of tree would I eat?
My vodka tree.
And I did some research, and they've got a store down here called Fruit Trees Only. And I head over there, and for $130, I can buy a sumo tree to grow my own sumo oranges.
Oh, my God. Wow. Are you going
to
do it?
But you said it'll take 18 years for it to yield fruit, they said.
No. But this is one that's already grown. It's gone through that.
You're just going to transplant it.
You just transplant it. I have to dig a 2-foot by 3-foot hole, and I can transplant it.
It's so exciting. I'm so excited.
So have you thought about getting some sort of rental something to get that tree out? Because you're going to be digging the rest of your life.
This one's going to put in the back. You're going to put it in the back?
Yes. It was supposed to replace the dogwood in the back. I'm thinking it might just go in a different part of the yard in the back.
Okay.
And leave all that. Right. But first, before I can buy that tree, I have to finish getting the first tree out that I started this
weekend. Do you feel as though you need heavier equipment to really get this job done properly? Or if it's halfway up and it broke halfway up, do you think maybe you could tie a chain around it and just yank it out with the, you know, with your Tesla?
Well, it's your Tesla. They just hit the button marked tree removal.
I still have a truck as well. But okay. Maybe I've got to dig more. I think it was really just the heat that killed me, not the tree. Okay. As I tried to do it over the weekend.
I look
you could do
to
a
updates.
Controlled burn, too. I've seen people do that where they do
no,
a
Rob,
small
we're
fire.
We're not going to light anything on fire. It's not going to happen.
Just one stump, man.
It's 6 feet from this office. No,
so jealous. His own sumo tree.
That's the plan.
Man.
We'll see
that's
if I can
fantastic.
Get it done.
That's fantastic.
It's not like he
wait.
Doesn't have six jobs already. Job number 7 will be his citrus stand.
Call Alan Richson. He'll be able to help you with that. Reaper. Reacher. Reaper.
Reaper. Reacher. That's nice.
We have a brief amount of time for a beautiful video. You got something good for us, hopefully?
Yeah, tasty.
Tasty. We'll be right back, everybody. Nothing hits home like home cooking. And HelloFresh makes it unbelievably easy to enjoy feel-good, flavor-packed meals night after night after night. Now, as you know, I'm a bit of a kitchen wizard, but let's be honest, there isn't always time to go full gourmet. That's why I love HelloFresh. It brings everyone to the table with meals that are simple, satisfying, and perfect for busy weeknights. Choose from over 100 recipes every week featuring cuisines from around the world. Bigger portions to keep everyone happy. You'll find more than 35 high-protein options weekly, including new Mediterranean and GLP-1-friendly recipes. Enjoy meals with 3 times the seafood at no extra cost. Or elevate dinner with new grass-fed steak ribeyes that are guaranteed to impress. Because when dinner tastes this good, nothing hits like home cooking. I use HelloFresh. My whole family loves it. You should, too. Go to HelloFresh.com/TMOS10FM to get 10 free meals plus a free Zwilling knife. That is a $144.99 value on your third box. Offer valid while supplies last. Free meals applied as discount on first box. New subscribers only. Varies by plan. HelloFresh. Thank you, and welcome back to the show. Tomorrow on the show, something new that we're going to try, and we need to get a price point for it. You know, yeah. I love me the Super Chats, right? Something I decided to come up with to jog the Super Chats. It's kind of like a weekday show taping fundraiser, but something that we can do during the regular show. So I refer to this as the Hump Day Whore Out. The Hump Day Whore Out tomorrow will be for each Super Chat I get, and we will have a predetermined value. I will break an egg over my head on tomorrow's show.
Wow.
I don't
That's
know.
Great.
Now I think Why? That, what's that?
Why? Why do you break an egg over your head? Is that the idea?
Because why not?
People love it. Eggs have been funny for a long time.
Well, what's the matter? You got any better ideas there, Skippy?
No.
How about getting me 30 more advertisers? That would be fun. I'd like that.
I'm
just
trying.
But you said why? I mean, it's because it's fun and it's amusing to see people break an egg on their head.
Okay.
I'm going to wear a crappy shirt. I'm going to put plastic on the floor. I'm going to have a bucket.
What?
I'm going to lean forward and then I'm going to do it like this. So it's all going to be kind of forward moving. That's the way it's going to be.
I don't know if we want to add one wrinkle to this. What if you were to bring in a dozen eggs, but 6 of them were hard boiled? And then, so when
you're doing something, I'm not going to take the time to boil eggs.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe Mrs. could do it.
How about this?
Yeah.
No. How about this?
Yeah.
We don't have to involve Josh because, you know, he wouldn't want to do it.
Of course not.
But the thing is, how about you and I were to do it and like on the same show? And we just, you know, we just sit there and kind of wear a nasty T-shirt or something like that and do it forward so that we wouldn't get it all over our shoulders. Just the front. We just do it right on our big
And you'll want to have a towel
foreheads.
Handy, yeah.
So here's, yes, Josh, you want to say something?
No, I'll use a brown egg.
I am...
You're making me feel like this is just a stupid whore. It's why it's called Whore Out Hump Day.
Yeah.
It's Whore Out Hump Day. It's just whoring ourselves out to raise a little money for the show. The price point.
Yeah.
I don't want to like burn through a dozen eggs, in the first 5 minutes of the show. I want it to be a painful enough price point that it would take longer.
I don't think painful is the word. I think a satisfying price point. And I'm thinking one.
Okay.
of a number that has three digits.
Oh, you really do? I think
$100 per egg. Yeah.
Josh, what are your thoughts on that?
I think that works. And if we want to run out of eggs in the first 10 minutes, that's perfectly fine.
Okay. All right. So $100 an egg?
Yeah. I've got to go purchase brown eggs today, though.
Yeah. Eggs are expensive, too. So, you know, that's right. Now, I was going to be cheaper. I was going to go half that much. I was going to say $50. But no, I like $100 an egg.
Now, when they do it.
And then if people in our audience are completely cheap. And by the way, we will be on at 8:15 sharp tomorrow.
Right.
We will not be early. We will not be late. We will be on 8:15 sharp. And we will show you our brands of eggs. And then we will be prepared to do the crack an egg on it. I am getting a very negative vibe from Mr. Sirocco.
No,
right?
Me too. I grab some. It's the right time. It's our Easter celebration.
It is.
I will
go
grab some Cadbury eggs.
Oh, you know what,
Mike? Let's tie it into Easter.
Yes,
because it is an egg celebration.
The Easter hump day whore off.
And Mike, the finances are rising again.
There we go.
On the third day.
So please, put your donation shoes on and let the hilarity ensue. Hey, $100 super chat from so-and-so. And we will. And by the way, you have to specify which host you want. Now, Josh is not involved in this.
Right, right.
Because he hates it. I think he, do you get the impression he also hates it when I spring something on him like this?
He doesn't like that, no.
He doesn't like
Josh,
that. Josh, right?
Is there something you could throw into the whore out?
You what? Wait. He was answering, Rob.
No,
what?
I just prefer when things are more thought out and planned.
What's there to plan?
I would have said, let's do it next week for Easter.
We could do it next week for Easter. You'd like to promote it? Is that the, or would, you know, I mean, the only reason I wanted to do it tomorrow, because I came up with the, the hump day whore off. These ideas happen, and then I just can't keep them in my brain.
Josh's promotion idea is valid because we could really build anticipation. But
next
my question
Wednesday,
is this.
A week from Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
Be ready. It's the Easter hump day whore off eggtacular.
And Josh, would it be too much to ask that tomorrow you will announce what you will do in place of cracking an egg on your head? Just come up with something.
Or give it some thought. If you are more than welcome to join the Easter Eggtacular, if you wish to.
I have no problem joining the Eggtacular.
You do? Okay. That's
fantastic.
I think one more host is one more opportunity. For each $100 super chat, we will break eggs on our heads. And we will not be going back. By the way, if we get zero, that's fine too. I could care less. I really would. I
back to the fridge.
Less.
We'll just have to go to the cross on Thursday.
Rob, we have run out of time. We need one beautiful video for today.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry Todd.
Mike, you live in Florida. Josh, you live in Florida. I've just returned from Florida, and there's so much stuff that goes on there, including, Mike, cocaine sharks.
Ooh.
Well, Elizabeth, we've all been hearing about how shark activity is up, including here in Southern California. But in Florida, there have long been claims about cocaine-fueled sharks due to drug dumping. Well, according to some scientists, the problem of cocaine sharks may be real.
It may be.
The legitimacy of cocaine shark is mind-blowing.
Dr. Tracy Finera took part in the new research
to
be featured in cocaine sharks, which will be part of Discovery Shark Week. Through several experiments in the Florida Keys, scientists studied whether shark behavior is influenced by cocaine in the ocean. The concern is real about drug-addicted sharks and other wildlife.
We've seen in past studies that aquatic life, fish, eels, they will choose to go to, after being exposed to a drug like cocaine, they will choose to go towards that path every time thereafter.
So, Mike, what happens is the people that dump the drugs during like a failed drug deal,
right?
The sharks go and eat it.
They're attracted to it.
Well, yeah, and we actually this is
with those drug boats were blowing up.
Absolutely. Yeah, the Venezuelan drug boats. Dump the coke.
Mike, this is a common news story. I did some behind the scenes. So I actually was able to secure an interview with the drug shark. And let's go to that now.
We are here on the beach where a giant shark has just eaten a girl swimmer. Well, Mr. Jaws, how was it?
Dynamite!
All right, that's, we're not playing Dickie Goodman. We are not. We're not playing more
classic.
Hold on, record. Before I gotta blow it up. Let him. All right, oh, Dickie Goodman. That's Dickie Goodman. All right, play him again, Rob.
Okay,
right.
Micah, we go live. Live now. Sorry about that. Live now to the beach, Dickie Goodman.
We are here on the beach where a giant shark has.
You can play the other thing. Yes. Just like a pianist. Anyway, we have got to take our
Josh,
leave.
Josh, are you familiar with the cut-in records of Dickie Goodman?
I am not.
Yes, no, it's a mega talent. Anyway, we will be back tomorrow with a brand new episode, and we will hone and refine our Easter hump day pour-off egg-tacular for a week from tomorrow,
which is
a better idea.
Yeah.
Yes. I am. I'm all for that. For Josh Soroka and Rob Spiewak, Michael Mara saying, so long, everybody.
I guess the yoke's on us. Love you, Pop.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Michael Mara Bonus Show. Get it at michaelmaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
And what time did Mr. O'Mara's review come in last night?
Oh, he didn't come in here at all. We're all on computers now. You see, O'Mara wrote his reviews on his home computer and then sent it in here by modems over the telephone.
Oh, my goodness, how modern.
Why don't you love me?
Mike is very, very, very attractive.